And welcome to our morning show today on WRCO Radio. We're talking about the Richland School District, part two. We actually were on the air the other day with Steve Board and Ron Fruit and talking about Hive Mind and what that's all about. Kerry Stoltz, Director of Marketing and Communications for the Richland District, is in the studio with us. And we have Steve Schrader on the line with us. Kerry, good morning to you, first of all.
Good morning, Phil.
Good to have you in here. And I know you're really excited. Last time you were in, you talked about Hive Mind, and it's really getting near now, isn't it?
It is. We're only about a week out from the first event. It's really exciting. We had our last steering committee meeting yesterday to work with kind of the table captains and talk through what's going to happen and what their role is, and getting them to kind of do some shoulder tapping and get people involved. Again, it's just a big invitation to the community to come out and be involved and be a part of this event, and kind of like encouraging our district to move in a certain direction and kind of giving feedback on what you've experienced in the district, what your kids have experienced in the district, kind of what the district has been over multiple years. We have such a breadth of experiences in our community, from people who've lived here for forever and people who just have joined. I myself have only been in the district for a couple of years as an employee, but I've only lived here even since 2012. So I have just don't have the experience that other people in the community do. So really getting to learn from them and have that experience and that connection and learning what has the Richland School District has been and kind of what we want it to be in the future.
And I think that's important for people like you, that you're not a lifer, you know, and then for others who have been here all their life, I think everybody has an interest in this.
Yeah. And Steve actually was talking about it yesterday. It's your experience. Like, what has your experience been? And so there's no wrong answer. There's no, it didn't happen that way. It doesn't matter. Like, if you experienced it that way, it did. I had a different experience having my kids go to St. Mary's than I would have had our kids were at the primary school or the intermediate school here, and now being students at the high school. So my experience is no less or more valuable than anyone else's. So just encouraging everyone to come in and share their experiences and what they've experienced with the district, and even through their kids or their grandkids, or being, if you don't have any connection with the school district, how you see the school district, how you've seen our kids, how you've seen our staff, how you've interacted with them, what you hope that it is. The school district is really one of the pillars of a community. And so knowing what everyone in the community, whether you have kids or grandkids or went or an alum or whatever, if you have no connection at all, it's still a big part of your community. So being able to have that conversation is really important. And we're really looking forward to it and want everyone to come out.
You've enjoyed meeting and working with Steve Schrader.
So much. Steve's great. He has worked with a couple other districts through this as they have kind of worked through their whole, you know, strategic planning process and these events specifically. And so he's just been awesome to work with. And our board really put together a great steering committee of a lot of different personalities and viewpoints. And it's all going to come together on Sunday. So we're really excited.
All right. And we have Steve on the line, in fact. Good morning, Steve.
Morning, Phil. Good morning, Kerry.
Morning.
Good to have you in or on the air with us here. So tell us a little bit about what you do, Steve.
That is a good question. I'm trying to figure that out myself. But my full-time job, Phil, I work at the Association of Wisconsin School Administrators. We're the professional association for the 3,000 school principals in Wisconsin. My part-time job is I work for the Donovan Group. The Donovan Group is a school communication firm headquartered in Wisconsin, but we work in 28 states. And we work with school districts with anything related to communication. So crisis communication, public relations, and in this capacity, I'm helping the Richland School District through their strategic planning process.
I know recently you've worked with some districts in the area. Wisconsin Heights comes to mind, and there have been some success stories, Steve.
Well, there have, and it's really about the community coming out, as I think Kerry was so articulate in saying. The school board in Richland wants a strategic plan that's based on community input. They don't want the seven of them sitting around trying to figure out what the community wants. They want to go directly to the community and hear, as Kerry said, what are your experiences? What are your ideas? Good, bad, it doesn't matter. We need the feedback so we can have as much data as possible to figure out where does the community want this school district to go in the next 5 years. And I just want to reiterate what Carrie said, Phil, and that everyone is welcome. Probably, and every district is different, but approximately 70% of the residents in your school district do not have children in the school district. But they may have had children. They may have children in the school district in the future. They may have grandchildren. But regardless, they're the ones who are writing the check every December to fund the school district. And they have a vested interest on where the school district is going. And so it's really important that we hear from everybody. Yes, we want to hear from parents and caregivers and staff, but we also want to hear and need to hear from people who either never or no longer have children in the school district.
You've had a chance to be a part of, some of the steering committee meetings, Steve. And what have you learned about the district, maybe that makes it unique?
Well, it's a great question. As Carrie said, the school board put together a steering committee of about 15 residents within the school district. And I am so impressed with their knowledge, obviously, of the community, but also their passion for education and the continuous improvement mindset that these folks have for the school district. They want the school district to become better. The reality is you have an excellent school district in Richland. And I often think about, there's a book about 15 years ago called Good to Great, a sort of a business-focused book. I think of Richland as, you're already great. How do you become greater? And the steering committee has put together, I think, an amazing process and over two evenings to receive as much feedback as they can. But I, again, Phil, I am so impressed with the steering committee and their dedication. We've already met probably five or six times. We're going to have the two nights on April 20. I should know the dates, Carrie. April 26th and April 29th.
Yep, you got it.
And then they're going to meet for probably three or four times after the Hive Mind events, because they need to then take the data and put it into a strategic plan for the district.
I know sometimes people are intimidated by these kind of things, but it sounds like there's no pressure. You don't have to get up and give a speech about your life or anything, do you?
No, you do not. It is all table activity. So there's no public speaking. And all we ask is people come with their experiences. And even if they say, I don't know how to make the school district better, that's okay. Come and tell us what you think about the school district. And we're going to have two activities on Sunday, April 26th, and then two more on April 29th. And it's important to note that these nights are different. So we're encouraging the community to come to both evenings. Well, I guess the 26th is more afternoon. It's from 4 to 6, and then Wednesday, April 29th, is from 6 to 8, with a half hour before each with a dinner. But again, nothing to prepare for. Come, you'll be part of a small table, probably 8 to 10 people per table, and we just want to hear what your thoughts are.
Carrie, you want to make sure that people register. Have they been doing that quite well?
Yeah, we actually, Ron and Steve were here on Wednesday, and I saw quite a few registrations come in kind of right after you guys got off the air, and they're starting to roll in. Yes, if you pre-register, it is very helpful to us just for food and kind of logistics and how many tables we need and all of that. But if Sunday morning rolls around and you're like, darn, I really should go to that, please come. We will have extra name tags. We will have extra seats available. Please come to the school. Even if you've never set foot in the high school before and you just want to see what it looks like, come. We would love to get your experiences and welcome you and have you come to our school. It's a great place. And even if you are encouraged to maybe come back for an event or a concert or something like that, please come. Please come no matter if you have registered or not. If you are hearing this and you think to register, that's helpful. But if you don't worry about it. We would love to stop you still.
Plenty of room in the East Commons.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, Steve actually made that comment last night. We were there for a steering committee meeting. He's like, you can get plenty of tables in here.
Yes, so, and we hope that's a problem, right?
Yeah, exactly. We would love to need overflow. So, yeah.
Steve, can you talk about some of your other experiences, any success stories from other area districts? And I know they're all unique, but some things that maybe you're proud of looking back on some of the work you've done.
Yeah, and you're right. Every school district has its own culture. But when I think back to the districts that we've worked with, they've all put together great strategic plans. But in many ways, that's just the beginning of the process. Because once that strategic plan, and it's actually more of a framework, and when that's developed by the steering committee, they'll present it to the school board, and then the superintendent has to develop the key performance indicators, and then in Richland's case, the superintendent board needs to develop his highest confidence strategies to meet the expectations of the board, which are really the expectations of the community. When I think of just down the road a bit from you, Wisconsin Heights, they approved, all the time run together, but it was about a year ago they approved, actually 2 years ago, they approved their strategic plan, and they have been doing some amazing work. Some of the things that came out of their plan, Phil, was facilities-based, where the community was very clear that they wanted some things done. The district now is working with some school architects to figure out what and where and how much it would cost. And so that's just an example of hearing directly from the community that then that becomes part of the focus for the school district over the next 5 years. I'm thinking up in Royal, Wisconsin, which is, it's Elroy, Wisconsin. It's the Royal School District. It's a consolidated school district between Kendall and Elroy. And one of the things that came out of their community was, or from the feedback from the community, Phil, was they want the school district to have a larger partnership with the community. And one of the things that came out was, let's get more of our high school students involved in internships and some of the trades and perhaps even being an apprentice at some of the local businesses in that community. And so the school district has been working on that, and they're seeing really good success. Those are just a couple of examples. It comes down to, again, determining what the community wants from their school district. And the school board and the superintendent in Richland have been clear on, we will head in the direction that our community tells us they want to go. And therefore, having people show up on the April 26th and April 29th is really paramount to the success that we're going to have. The more people, the more experiences, the more and richer the data is going to be for the steering committee to sift and winnow through that and determine what this strategic framework should be for the district.
I bring up an interesting point, Steve. It's not all about, building a new wing or, money-based. It's a lot of times just about, you mentioned, tighter with the community and those kind of things, because we all know that schools, their budgets are pretty tight these days.
There's no question. I'm thinking of a school district we worked in, and what was very clear from the community was, while we're proud of our athletics, primarily at the high school, obviously, we want to see more non-athletic opportunities for the students in the school district. So they worked with the athletic and activities director and with the students to develop additional clubs where those non-athletic focused students also had an opportunity to get involved. I'm not sure that would have happened, or at least would have risen to the top of the priority list, if it hadn't been for those community members coming out and saying, again, we love our sports programs, but we need to make sure that we're offering a variety of experiences for students who aren't interested in sports. because of all of the leadership and the skills that students develop in the extra and co-curricular activities. So again, I'm obviously cherry picking different examples, and we have no idea what the folks in Richland are going to say. That's why we're going through this process. I do want to say, Phil, that this will sound obvious, but I want to state it. The outcome of this strategic plan has not been determined. I don't live in your community. I don't have a horse in this race, but I would not be involved in a process where it's already been predetermined. And at least where I live, it's often seen whatever the school district or local government does, it's sometimes seen as it's preconceived already. They know what they're going to do. They're just going through the hoops to end up getting there. And that's not the case in this process. The school district and the superintendent have said, we want to hear what this community has to say. And it's imperative to receive that feedback so we can put together a plan that, again, meets the needs of the community.
None of us know the future, that's for sure, but the future of education, Steve, the next 5 or 10 years down the road, that's what you're kind of planning for, isn't it?
There's no question. And public education, we're in a very precarious spot right now, in my opinion at least, when it comes to public education. When you just look at staffing alone, in the state of Wisconsin, 4 out of every 10 teachers quit the profession within the first 5 years of joining it. Nationally, Phil, that number is even higher. It's about 5 out of 10 or 50% of teachers leave within the first 5 years. We have fewer students going into teacher prep programs, and we're also in a state that has a declining school enrollment. The population is going down in this state. So we are at a critical time, and Richland recognizes that and knows that if we're going to be successful, we need a 5-year plan. We can't just look short term. You know, sometimes it's you get so caught up in the day-to-day. It's like, okay, what do we just need to get through next week? And what I'm really impressed with your community is they're saying, no, yes, we need to get through today and next week and even the next school year, but we need a vision for where we want to take the school district in the next 5 years. And we cannot develop that vision without input from the community, because it is the input from the community that will determine the vision for the Richland School District.
Steve, you bring up an interesting point as well. You know, I guess I was thinking all about the students, but, you know, keeping those teachers and giving them the resources they need, that's important too, isn't it?
Well, there's no question. And I happen to live I live in Dane County, Phil, and I said to the steering committee last night that I've got, where I live, there are probably 5 or 6 school districts that are probably 10 minutes or 10 miles away from where I live. And you see that Dane County where teachers and staff are bouncing from one school district to another. But what is Richland, what's the plan to recruit and retain high quality staff? The most important factor in a child's education is the relationship that he or she has with their classroom teacher. And Richland is not going to be able to move the needle. Now, no matter how good the board is, no matter how good the superintendent is, no matter how great and supportive the community is, they're not going to move the needle without exceptional faculty and staff in the classrooms and in the schools. And so that often becomes a piece of the strategic plan. It's in some parts of this state, I would argue it's much easier to recruit staff than it is in other parts of the state. And so, yes, we need to recruit them, but what are we going to do to retain them, to keep them in the Richland School District? So there will be a lot of feedback that comes from staff, because staff have been invited to participate, but also will be about the staff and how amazing the staff are. And we'll talk about assuming that people have a thoughts on this, and I'm sure that they will, things like special education. How is Richland doing in helping some of our most marginalized kiddos? Things like that. That's the type of data that we're going to get that will help the steering committee put together a recommendation for the board for a plan for the next 5 years.
Carrie, anything you want to add to the conversation today?
No, I think I am, well, probably, but Steve mentioned something, the good to great, and that really resonates with me because especially we've gotten feedback from our staff and just anecdotally from community members and that kind of stuff that we're doing, that Richland is on an upswing for sure. But even personally, I don't know what great looks like, and I don't know that any of us do. And Steve made the comment too, like, this is not predetermined. If you feel like the Richland School District has been great, when and why? And if you feel like it's never been, how do we get there? And I really have no idea. So I've only been around, like I said, in the community for over 10 years and in the district for 2. So I really don't know. So it's so valuable to get that feedback from everyone. And again, if you thought it was great in 1970, why? Why was it great? And how can we get some of that back? Or did we lose it? And if you feel like it's never been great, how do we get there? How do we get there? Help us learn. So it's really, really important that people are there. And I love that analogy of good to great. I feel like we're getting good, we're getting there, but we want to be awesome. We want to be so great, and our community can help us get there.
Great. Steve, anything you want to add today?
Well, I just want to piggyback off of what Carrie just said, because I think it's so important. It is that feedback that will determine the path for this school district. Right? We're not going to go to a magic eight ball to figure out what's the strategy, what's the vision. We need people to attend, to give their opinion. And I would reiterate that this is not standing up. Nobody, I promise, nobody will be asked to speak in public, which we all know is often the number one fear that people have is public speaking. That's not what this is. This is some small group activity where we're going to write down people's thoughts. We're not going to tie names to their thoughts. So nobody's going to know what anybody else said except those few people at your table. But it is an opportunity to set the direction for this school district. And how can we have a vision that recognizes Richland as one of the premier school districts in the state? With my limited time in your district, Phil and Carrie, I can just tell you there's something special happening in Richland. It's almost palpable. You can feel it. And I think this plan based on community feedback is going to be that secret sauce that will help propel the school district into being one of the models for the other 420-some school districts in the state.
All right, Steve, we got to let you go. We appreciate your information here today. Steve Schrader, consultant for the steering committee for the Hive Mind, coming up. Have a great day, Steve.
Okay, you too, Phil. Have a good weekend, Carrie. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Steve.
We'll come back with more on the morning show all about Hive Mind in just a moment here on WRCO's Morning Show. Our morning show continues as we put the focus on the Richland School District. I'm Phil Nee, joined today by Carrie Stoltz, Director of Marketing and Communications, and she's brought along another friend today from the neighborhood, Megan Clerken. Good morning, Megan.
Hi, good morning.
So you have quite the business card there, first grade teacher. You're part of the steering committee of the event we just talked about, and the Sting Night, which is tomorrow night. So you've been busy.
Just a tad, yeah. It's been pretty crazy in my house. No, it's all good. It's a really exciting time of year. Yeah.
You heard some of the conversation from Steve Schrader in the last half hour, and what excites you about the Hive Mind?
I think it's wonderful that our school district is reaching out to the community. You know, are there things that the community wants us to do differently? What do they want us to do more of? What are they really liking? You know, just having that communication, I think, is great.
Tell us about yourself. You're not a member of the district originally, are you?
No, I'm actually originally from Dodgeville. So I came here my first year. <I'm sorry.
laughs> Same colors, they're black and orange.
It was a really easy transition with the same colors. But no, my husband and I moved here when I got my first teaching job with the district right out of college, and I've been here ever since for 13 years.
So. Well, How's it going in first grade this year?
Really good, really good. We're having a great time. Actually, I just came from there, and we're starting our animal research project, so it's very exciting.
Tell us about that. What is that involve?
Well, students are going to pick an animal, and they're going to use the internet, and they're going to use books to research different categories, topics about their animal, and then this is the exciting part. They get to type their research project. They're so excited to use a keyboard.
Wow. Not a typewriter, though.
Oh, no. That was before me, even.
I would guess, Megan, that first graders, you see just such a marked difference from the first day of school until this time in April. I mean, they're yes. little ladies and gentlemen now,
yes,
aren't they?
Yes, it's so amazing to see their gains. First grade is such a big year, and it's so exciting. One of my favorite things that I do at the end of the year is I show them a piece of their writing from, like, the first week of school to the last week of school, and just their little smiles, and they kind of laugh at themselves. They're like, Mrs. Glickin, I didn't even write a word at the beginning, and now you're writing 5 sentences. So I love it. There's so many gains. It's a lot of fun to watch. Yeah.
So I'm more advanced than when I went to school because, I mean, by the time you get to first grade now, you know, reading a little bit, you know, recognizing yeah. alphabet, it took me till probably senior year. But
look how far you've come.
Oh, yeah. Well, I was a quick learner, that's for sure. Well, Megan, we want to quiz you, too, a little bit about Sting Night, which is happening tomorrow night.
Tomorrow is the big day. So this is the Athletic Booster Club's biggest fundraiser of the year. It's at the Phoenix Center. The doors open at 4:30. That's when you can come on in and make your bids for our silent auction. If you've been following us on Facebook every day, I try to post different items. We are so thankful for the community and local businesses for donating. They are absolutely amazing. So you can come on in at 4:30 at the Phoenix Center. At 5:30 is when the show starts, our Hall of Fame. We have our inductees starting then. And then a half an hour after Hall of Fame is our college signing. So we have quite a few of our athletes that are going to go on to the college level. So,
yeah. Well, let's talk about them a little bit. Give us a little preview of the athletes that'll be signing tomorrow night.
It's crazy that all the sports that are represented, I mean, it's not every sport we've got at the high school, but so many of them. So we have football players. So there's Liam Fingerson and Devin Harris are both going to play in college. And then we have, our cross-country team did great this year. So I have quite a few runners who are going. Ryan Stadler and Grace Fretz are both committed to playing or running in college. Crazy to me, but it's fine. Not something I would do. But we're so proud of them. And then soccer, we ended up with 2, Giovanni Cernamata and Asher Gomez. And then we ended up with volleyball too. Danica Pauls is going to go on and play volleyball in college. So we're a small school district, and I mean, sports are great and we love them so much, but it's quite the number of kids that are going on and pursuing this and doing this. And it's just amazing to see. I mean, the class of 2026 is pretty awesome and we're really sad to see them go. But it's fantastic to see so many of them and how nice. Again, we love the Booster Club and it's so great to work with them. And they love our kids and our district so well. And so any community support is so welcome and appreciated. And we're so proud of our kids any of them who are going on to what they're doing, but it's really exceptional to have so many going on for athletics.
I would say it is. Megan, and it's a good combination of bringing in the past, you know, the alumnus, getting them involved, mm-hmm. and then showing them what's happening now, right?
Yeah, it's really exciting. I mean, we have our Hall of Fame, so we celebrate everyone who has made it that far, their accomplishments. You know, we bring in our past Hornets, and then we celebrate our present Hornets who are going to go on to the next level. So some of our Hall of Fame inductees are going to be Brian Jelenic. We've got Micah, and then we've got Neil Morgenthaler. We have the 1987 volleyball team, so the entire team is getting inducted. We have Amy Roble, and then Joan Chevrolet is going to be our business that we're going to honor. So, yeah. So quite a few Hall of Famers, too. It's going to be a busy, busy night. I'm so excited.
Kirk Lair was here a couple of weeks ago talking about it, but he said there's been great response, and it sounds like a lot of the members of that 1987 volleyball team will be back. Have you heard that?
Yep. Kirk's very excited. We had a really good turnout last year for the team that we honored, and we're hoping for that again, and that, you know, the banquet hall is going to be rocking. So
yeah. I think it's going to be full, is what I think.
Yes, for sure, and that's what we want. You know, it's just a great night where, you know, and we have things for kids to do too. So if you're worried about your kids, we actually have free bowling. So, you know, parents, if you want to drop your kiddos off at a couple bowling lanes, we've got some high school helpers that are going to come and supervise that so that, you know, parents, you can go mingle, you can go, you know, make a bid on something. And yeah, it's just a great night for everybody. So everyone is invited. So
do you have any update on some of the silent auction items and what people can bid on? I mean,
yeah.
What are some highlights?
We've got, we've got Chris Stapleton tickets. Yep, two tickets in Minnesota. I can't remember the date. I want to say it's in the fall, but I could be wrong. So come and check it out.
Your husband Chris is going to buy those for you, right? Didn't he say
Right. Yeah, get on that, honey. let's see. And then we've got, we've got grills. We've got so many gift cards to our local businesses, kids' toys. We've got stuffed animals. There's something for everybody. So, yeah.
You just need bidders, right?
Right, yes. Come on out. Have some fun. We've got appetizers, food. Yeah, come on out. It's going to be great. Everyone's invited. So
I know that the club has, you're always planning ahead because I understand you already have next year's class picked out, and it's too early to announce those, obviously, but
secret.
You're always working ahead.
Oh, yes. Yep. We have some awesome members who, you know, keep the rest of us in line. So, we have some amazing Booster Club members and officers that make sure that everything gets done and just really supportive, and I'm really lucky to be a part of that. So, yeah.
Give us a timeline then if somebody wants to come. They just want to maybe be there for to see somebody inducted into the Hall of Fame. When does that happen?
So the doors officially open at 4:30. That's when, you know, you can come and look at the silent auction items. 5:30 is when the Hall of Fame will begin. And we're never sure how long people are going to talk. So we always say that college signing is a half an hour after the Hall of Fame. So approximately between like 7 and 7:30. So just come for it all so you don't miss anything.
It'll be a full night of fun, won't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Carrie, some other things you want to talk about during your monthly visit to our studios here.
Just encouraging our community. If you're listening right now, we are talking to you. You are more than welcome at all of these events, and not even we are asking you to come. It's a personal invitation from me right here on WRCO. Come to Sting Night and support us. Come to Hive Mind and support us and let us know what you think and how you feel and your experience with the district. It is so important. Like I said, I don't know what gets us from good to great. And you might not either, but you've got an experience that I don't have. And so the more people who are coming and can come and fill that cafeteria up, we would love it. We're going to have refreshments. Wild Honey Juicery and Cafe is doing Sunday, and the Phoenix Center is graciously doing Wednesday for us. Phoenix Center for Sting Night. Our local businesses have been amazing. They support us so well, and we couldn't do it. We could not be half the school district we are without the community support. So please come, be a part of it. We're really excited to see you. The other thing, we had 4K registration the other day, and it was so fun. I'm just going to piggyback off Megan being at the primary school. So we had our Ice Cream, You Scream. We all screened for 4K night, and it was so much fun to see that class. And this is shocking to me. This is the class of 2040. I know.
Are you kidding me?
I know. I did the math and I'm like, no, it can't. I know. So crazy. So just kind of reiterating to our community, like, these are our kids, and this is like the class of 2040. Is that not unbelievable? But these are the kids who are going to be our future, and they are the future, and they are going to be your neighbors and your coworkers. And what do you want them to know? What do you want them to have? What do we want to build here for them? And I know it's 5 years, right? We're kind of building a 5-year plan, but look, if you look back in 5 years, what can we do right now that is going to set these kids up for success? And really, like, seeing that number from the 4K class was just so eye-opening for me, that 2040, for crying out loud. But they really are our future, and we're so encouraged by them and the direction that they're heading and the direction that the district is heading. But we need your help. We need your help to inform us what gets us to be a great school district that everybody can't wait to send their kids to, and people want to be moving into our area so they are a member of our district right away. They want to come in, and what gets us there? And only, I don't know. So only our community can help us know.
You'd appreciate reservations. They can do that online or by phone, right?
Yep, online, right at the district website. the front page has a little graphic and then it says read more, and that will get you right to the page where you can RSVP. If you can, that'd be great, just so we aren't eating pizza in the district office for a month after the event. But just so we kind of know numbers. And childcare is available. It's a free night. Nothing costs anything. You don't have to spend a dime. Childcare will be with some of our high schoolers, and I know they're excited to have the basketball courts open for the kids. We'll have some quieter activities or for the younger ones too, some more smaller groups if that's needed. So please come. Please join us. RSVP if you can. But again, if you wake up Sunday morning, you're like, shoot, I didn't do that, don't worry about it. Come, be a part of it. We really want to see you.
It's such a busy time of year. I think State Forensics is happening tonight.
Yes, they're today. Riley,
today?
Yeah, Riley Baker's actually one of our steering committee members, and I asked her to go, and she's like, oh, no, I'm double booked. So she couldn't do it today. But we wish them all the best, all the best. Sports are in full swing. I'm going to be taking tickets for some soccer games coming up here. We are tapping into our network for sure to be ticket takers and concession stand people and all of that. And if you've never come to an event, spring is, barring weather issues, spring is a great time to come out. The soccer field, the track team, the baseball, the softball. Softball's doing amazing. So exciting to see them have such success. It's a great time, and it's outside. If it's nice out, you can be out there. It's an awesome time. So if you've never been to a baseball game at the district or a softball game or a track meet, I had never been to a track meet until this year. That's a crazy experience. So please come enjoy your school. It's your school. Like you were saying earlier, Phil, it doesn't matter if you don't have kids there. You're still supporting it. So have a say in what your tax dollars are going towards and what we're building, and be a part of it. So we're so excited. It's going to be great, and we just want to see everybody.
Well said. And the next time you come, you'll be talking about things like your awards nights and
graduation
coming up.
I know.
In May, which is just incredible.
Right? I know. Last day of school is actually in May this year. So I was doing the lunch menu recently, and I was like, oh my gosh, I'm only going to do this one more time because I do it every month. And so that is crazy that we're out in May and counting down. I think Steve said we had like 30 days or something.
29. Just counting.
Megan knows.
29. Okay, Mike is being corrected. We're getting down there. And I mean, finish strong, guys. If any of our students are listening, stay in it. Finish strong. You can do it. We'll be, again, so sad to lose the class of 26, but so excited to welcome the classes of 39 and 40.
39 and 40.
39 and 40.
40, 40, 40, 40, 40.
Unreal. Yeah, exactly.
Their class cheer. Good luck with the rest of the first grade year, Megan, as well.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
Do you do anything special? Any field trips or anything like that coming up?
Yes, we're getting ready for our end of the year field trip to Circus World in Baraboo.
Wonderful.
So that's always a really fun experience. Yeah, it's fun.
Good. We'll have fun with that.
Thank you.
Good luck with Sting Night. And thanks for being a part of the steering committee.
Yes, thank you so much.
Megan Clerkin joining us, first grade teacher in the Richland District, and also from Richland District, Carrie Stoltz, Director of Marketing Communications, here on today's Morning Show.